This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. President Joe Biden called on the Taliban Sunday to, quote, immediately release, end quote, the man believed to be the last American hostage, withholding any hope of recognizing the militants' rule in Afghanistan until he is free. Mr. Biden said in a statement, quote, this is not negotiable, end quote. The announcement came on the eve of the two-year anniversary of the kidnapping of Mark Frericks, a U.S. Navy veteran who had spent a decade in Afghanistan working as a civil engineer. The United States completed its withdrawal from Afghanistan in August, closing more than two decades of war that began with the U.S.-led invasion following the September 11, 2001 attacks and ended with the Taliban back in power. Washington has repeatedly told them it will have to earn legitimacy before being recognized by the international community. South Korea said Sunday North Korea tested its most powerful missile since 2017, ramping up the firepower for its record-breaking seventh launch this month, as Seoul warned nuclear and long-range tests could be next. Pyongyang has never test-fired this many missiles in a calendar month before, and last week threatened to abandon a nearly five-year-long self-imposed moratorium on testing long-range and nuclear weapons, blaming U.S. hostile policy for forcing its hand. With peace talks with Washington stalled, North Korea has doubled down on leader Kim Jong-un's vow to modernize the regime's armed forces. Europe needs to diversify its energy supplies, the head of NATO said Sunday, as Britain warned it was highly likely that Russia, a major natural gas supplier, was looking to invade Ukraine. Russia has built up some 100,000 troops near its neighbor and demanded the Western Defense Alliance pull back troops. This is VOA News. Nearly 60 terrorists have been killed in Burkina Faso by local forces assisted by French forces deployed in the country, France's military said Sunday, as a bloody insurgency rages. The French military said in a statement, quote, on four occasions between January 16th and January 23rd, 2022, groups of terrorists were located, identified, and neutralized, end quote. Burkina Faso has been struggling with jihadist attacks since 2015, when militants linked to Al-Qaeda and the Islamic State group began mounting cross-border raids from Mali. Thousands of protesters took to the streets of Sudan's capital and other cities across the country Sunday for the latest in a months-long string of demonstrations denouncing an October military coup that plunged the country into turmoil. At least one person was killed when security forces violently dispersed protesters, a medical group said. The African nation has been on a fragile path to democracy since a popular uprising forced the military to remove al-Bashir and his Islamist government in April 2019. Malawi's new government was sworn in Sunday after President Lazarus Chakwera's surprise firing of seven ministers last week over corruption concerns. Civic and religious groups had pressured the president to rein in his cabinet after a number of his ministers were embroiled in corruption scandals. Chakwera was elected in 2020 on a campaign to fight corruption in the poor southern African country. He fired his entire 33-member cabinet last Monday, but most were reappointed 2 days later, and the new lineup includes only two new faces. A four-day people's primary picked former Justice Minister Christian Taubira Sunday as the favorite to lead the French left's presidential election campaign, but doubts remain that she can win wider support as a unifying figure. Nearly 470,000 people signed up to take part in the online vote, which started Thursday. They ranked five professional politicians and two civil society candidates on a scale from very good to inadequate. Taubira had entered the contest as the favorite and emerged as the only candidate with a better-than-good ranking. Tennis star Rafael Nadal has won a men's record 21st Grand Slam singles title with a comeback five-set victory over second-ranked Daniil Medvedev in the Australian Open final. Medvedev won the first two sets in a final that started late Sunday local time and ended 5 hours, 24 minutes later in the early hours of Monday morning. The 35-year-old Spaniard now has one more Grand Slam title